You know, you guys had a rough drive in, huh?
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was really bad.
And there was no wreck or anything?
How about that ride in?
I think on 35 there might have been, like, ahead of where we get off of 35.
Oh, there's nothing more frustrating than being in the express lane, but seeing about a mile and a half before you have to exit.
At least.
That is backed up both sides. What do you do? There's nothing you can do. This is express.
It was unexpress this morning.
I know.
Express is when there's a wreck or something in the express, you just feel like you're getting ripped off.
And that's
they
the furthest.
Give you your money back.
That's the furthest I've seen it on the express, on that 35 expressway. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen it, you know, maybe a half, 2 miles.
Right.
Up,
like right when you get to the, to the bridge, right before
that
the
curve.
Central. Yes.
Yeah. But it was all the way back to Colorado this morning.
Kind of that Bill Clinton curve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hit the signal, everybody. We have a guest.
Bill Clinton.
I hear Bill Clinton curve, and I immediately respond.
You're like, what, Peyronie's?
You should not know the name of that disease. Peyronie's disease.
That seems a very extravagant name for just having
just
a
non-straight
unit.
Banana peen.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Sideways banana peen.
It can be caused by injury.
That's true. Or is it sometimes genetic?
I don't know if it can be genetic. Always, it might be genetic.
If it's an injury, though, why would they call it a disease? Because it's called Peyronie's disease.
Too, but you can bend it a little bit if you have a problem with the cartilage.
But is it that? What's so bad about it?
You bend. So instead, like, of being straight, it can be like more bent like that.
Okay,
so that,
and
you want it bent. If you had your choice, you want it bent upward. So
like an
it's
elephant trunk.
Yeah.
For when you're doing,
it can be badly bent.
Mish.
So
it's a gaspot.
And it causes
stimulator
problems with the blood flow because it can create little calcium deposits inside one of the tubes, which restricts the blood flow, so it doesn't work as well.
I tell you this, Gordon?
This is a man who studied his penises over here.
You did not work your way around any of that.
You don't think so?
No, you didn't.
I successfully avoided being too descriptive.
No. Like, I just don't know. Do you think, like, a woman will freak out if they saw the
It depends on how severe it is.
We'll hear from, I'm sure my DMs will fill up with female P1s who may have experienced
your banana peel,
a curved member,
your elephant trunk
of society. Yeah, there's a what's the other one? What's the one where you have constant elections?
I don't know that one.
There's one that where people have a constant election, and it I can't remember what that's.
I voted early,
like just for no reason, all of a sudden, just bam.
Priapism.
Yeah, priapism. That's
priapism,
right.
Priapism.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
You haven't?
Yeah, it's a prolonged erection. So where you're just walking around with a guy.
That's sticking. The worst thing you could ever have.
It seems like it happens in high school a lot.
I would like to.
Everybody has that.
Yeah,
in high school.
Yeah, I don't even think it's. I don't think you should consider having that as a disease until you're
a big dog
in your 30s.
Yeah, what's called a disease, though, when you're younger, is called a desired condition.
I wouldn't desire
Nobody
that.
Wants that now.
You don't want that now?
No! That is terrible. Just walking around, what an awful state to be in.
Yeah, but what would
what's
be
the condition I have? I have a condition where I have no refractory period.
Man, that's called... I don't even know. That's
I can
amazing.
Just keep going.
No, you can't.
I can, absolutely.
That's not even true.
Absolutely.
And why would you want to?
I can bring in witnesses.
I would. You know what? Let's have a recess and bring in those witnesses.
I feel like you could make a lot of money doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, if
dang
you could
it,
do
I
that.
I miss my calling.
You still have time if you still have it.
Yeah.
It's your old dad bod just on screen and camera.
Hey, I got dad bod, just but no refractory period.
Flailing away. You think there's ever a search for dad bod as there
are. Oh, yeah. Some women are attracted to dad bod.
Yeah, very much.
Think about how guys, we're attracted to the curvy MILF.
Yeah.
Again, the workaround is not working.
Yeah.
Hey, I've always
guys don't mind a little mom bod.
I've never minded that.
So why would we think that women would hate dad bod so much?
Because the dad bod is just a little bit different.
Is it?
Like I'm just going to break some news here.
Uh-oh.
The naked
male
body.
That I'm an extremely gay man?
The naked male body is quite unattractive.
Hmm.
Even to females.
Wow.
No.
Yep.
It depends.
Nope.
I think it does.
I don't think so.
I think it depends. I think there are men that find the naked male body very attractive.
Hmm. Once again, I don't think going in a different direction.
I don't think anyone finds a naked male attractive. Now, there are some qualities of the male.
I disagree.
Like, you might have a nice chest or whatever, something like that. But just as we're configured.
Like, just a normal.
I think you're completely wrong.
We got the short end of the stick.
I'm a Gordon on this
one. No. Women find the male body attractive.
Mm. I think some do.
Heck, women just tolerate it.
Yep.
You want to turn a woman on, put your arm around her seat when you're in the car, if she's in the passenger seat, turn and look back and put it in reverse and just reverse a car.
That has nothing to do with your body being attractive.
I'm telling you. Women like a guy that can reverse a car like that.
In parallel parking.
Without using the cameras.
And that's why I know women like me.
Women love forearms.
Because I can't. I am a horrible reverse driver. I'm terrible.
Really? Can you parallel park?
I'm getting a lot better at parallel parking.
You got to reverse to parallel park.
I know. I'm just saying going reverse a long way without just swerving, looking like I'm on a track, like I'm a stunt man or something. I can't do it.
Interesting.
It's not. No, I'd kill somebody.
Yes, women are attracted to men's bodies.
No,
and they're attracted to the second thing they're most attracted to is competence. If you're competent,
or skilled, like if someone can fix a car. But see, I think that's the more
confidence.
That's more gearing against the body. Then, like we're just 100% attractive to how a female looks.
That's true.
Because the female body is amazing.
They either got what you like or they're wrong with that.
It's amazing.
888.
Thanks, Robot Matt.
You're welcome.
But I think the female is more attractive to what, you know, oh my gosh, the dude can fix my water heater. Look how hot he is.
Man, no one would ever be attracted to me.
I know. That's why I'm surprised I got anybody.
I can't fix anything.
Me either.
I can make eggs.
Is that in a literal sense?
Like the physical, like making eggs for breakfast.
He can squat over a nest.
You're using quotation marks eggs? When you said it. I didn't know
what
that meant.
No, I did not even do that.
That's what I saw.
I can make eggs drop.
Talk.
Or
move around a little bit. put them in motion. You can put the eggs in motion.
Yes,
I can. Turn into something
I can make
else.
You can travel to the distal two-thirds of the fallopian tubes and...
Boy, I will bet you
were ready.
Right when they got to the part in science at school when they talked about the human
go on
anatomy.
To implantation.
All right, you were
go.
The thickened uterine lining.
It helps to learn.
What?
Could I give you a piece of paper and you could diagram?
Reproductive
system.
I am appalled at when I talk to other people how little they know about the female reproductive system. It's like, didn't you guys pay attention in health class?
Yeah, read a book.
Wasn't this like the biggest mystery that you wanted to read all about when you were younger? Like, didn't you learn this stuff?
No, I was more Nancy Drew.
I was reading when Nancy Drew got a gyno exam. That was the book that I was
Drew
reading
goes
about.
To the gyno.
I don't know if that was in the series. I don't remember those books. It made you snort.
Nancy
you
Drew
made
and the mystery
snort.
Of the missing Grafenberg spot.
What happened to our forceps?
God. I could see you at the front of the class when that was happening and then even doing homework and going to the library.
You weren't curious about that at all?
I mean, it just made me giggle. Huh. I didn't know what I was thinking about or wanting to try to do.
Dude, I guarantee you there's still some guys probably that work on this floor that they could not get a drawing of the female reproductive tract and label everything correctly. Like it'd be, I don't know what any of that stuff is.
And I'm probably right there, especially with the medical terms. I'm probably out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably one of them.
Like what?
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
What are the non-medical terms?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, give us a term that you know.
Non-medical terms would get me dumped and fired.
Yeah.
We have that button.
We can't do that.
Speaking of buttons.
Little man in the canoe.
Okay. Okay. Jeez.
What?
You brought it up.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out.
The little man at the
Hoo
is just the tip of the iceberg. Right. That organ goes very deep and wide.
It's a whole canal.
Just a chip.
Mm-hmm. Hey, sometimes you have to try to turn the Titanic. To deep kind of move around in the.
Anyway. But what? Yes, what were we originally talking about?
Well, I have no clue.
Men's bodies.
Johnny started out with that.
We're talking about men's bodies.
That are quite unattractive. And I know there are going to be some ladies that will say, no, they're quite attracted to the male body. Yeah. Okay, I get it.
Particularly broad shoulders that thin down.
But that's a very, very small percentage of dudes that are, I think, are built to where the female will go, oh, yeah, that's awesome. I see this every day in the mirror.
It's sharp jaw. If you have sharp jaw, it conquers all. If a dude has sharp jaw.
Sharp jaw, like a square jaw. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think that's the most attractive feature?
A weak chin is very unattractive to
women. What's the difference between a weak and a... Do I have a weak chin?
Yes.
I'm going to kick your ass.
It's just I'm being honest with you. It's just what it is. So do I.
That's why he's got the beard. Sharpens up the chin.
But
like
if you know somebody...
Yeah.
Sharp jaw guys can walk up to women and basically be a buffoon, and they cannot help themselves.
It is insane, Donnie. It's unbelievable.
What does a sharp jaw have to do with anything?
Here's the problem.
I don't know.
Women's desires, their bodily desires, are the complete opposite of their politics and their desires for a long-term partner. That's the curse of nature. And that's why there's 1% of guys just slay 90% of the women on dating apps is because he's the guy that doesn't care. And that almost kind of psychopathic
strategy
that he has works completely
for
him.
But it's the complaint about not caring.
Yeah.
And they want, the long-term relationship and all that.
I know someone very much like that.
How do I get a sharp jaw? Do I lift weights with my mouth
just,
or something?
Dude, and there's even
I feel like you're just born with it.
You've read those studies, I'm sure, about how women prefer different men depending on their cycle, what time in the cycle they are. I mean, we keep forgetting that we're these animals that are designed to just do nothing but reproduce. Well, women prefer the softer chin and the rounder face when she's not in that most fertile of times. She prefers a good long-term partner. But during that period of time, she prefers the worst man possible for a relationship, which is the chiseled guy who doesn't really care about her or anybody else in this world, and he's just physically attractive, and he's kind of a jerk and seems alpha-y.
I think the alpha thing has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that there are times where when we talk about and it's so subjective. That's the one thing I love about it, because what may be attractive to you is not that attractive to me. But I do feel that every single person walking this earth has some form of attraction that can grab somebody. If it's just sometimes if you want to see it or not, because if you see a lot of girls, hey man, 6 foot or over, that's it. And I think sometimes you're
I'm over 6 foot
and I'm
successful.
Not, and I'm not. So that would get you.
And that eliminates you from certain.
Not a second look for someone that you may be perfect for, but the one overlying thing that they say we need that physical attraction is not there. But if you start talking to them, maybe you can change the mind. Because I feel like a lot of people who say, I've always dated tall dudes, wind up with a shorter guy because they are, they finally maybe either break the seal or they're tired of the tall dudes doing them wrong. And okay, you know what? I'll give them a chance. And then once you find all the attributes, then you can kind of deal with it, because you're not going to find a 100% perfect person. It's what you can deal with in that situation that's when you find it's okay.
Yeah. And I'm all for progress. I've never understood how if a guy does the, in his profile, if you're fatty, he can swipe this direction. And that guy's a big jerk. And all these women put under 6 feet. No, don't even bother. Wait, what?
I know.
Yeah.
That's
I thought we were supposed to be all positive.
I know. You may be missing out on the best thing in your life. And the only thing that's wrong with me is I'm 5'10".
And
that's
how that's
2 inches away.
Still okay to just, to be that way proudly, just to say, hey, nobody under 6 feet.
Hey, get what you want.
Yeah, but
if you have to be with him the whole time and
You have to say it's the initial attraction.
100%.
That brings you in. Now, you can fight through that like you're talking about, but if you don't have that initial attraction, then you got to work harder to fight over that.
You absolutely do.
And how much time do you have to do? Because in a, like, not even on apps, like if you just met somebody at a bar or wherever, and they walk up to you, if you're not immediately attracted to them, how long are you going to let them stand there and talk to you?
It's the
Well, I think you got more time at a bar than you do on an app where woman is saying, hey, you're under 6 feet. That's it.
Yeah, because
but if you're at a bar, you walk up to them, and she's like, oh, this guy's a little short. But then you have the great first line, or you just have that charm and twinkle in your eye that she senses your riz, right?
Right.
Then
and then the 6'4" guy with the sharp jaw walks up behind you, and you just walk away, and she forgot you existed.
If you have the conversation, and you can,
Matt's
you
been
can,
hurt before.
Yeah,
you can
I can tell. Yeah, if you have a really good conversation, you can get past the 6'4" chiseled sharp jaw guy. You 100% can. I'm a firm believer in that. It's about how you approach and what you say. Now, you don't have long.
Yeah, that's my problem.
The record scratch can happen pretty quickly, and you're out of there.
Very, very short leash there.
The attention span is not long, and I think that goes both ways. The thing that when, you know, you're at a party or a dance or whatever, and you walk up to a stranger, someone you don't know, and ask them to dance, and they give you the up and down look, it is in that 5 seconds where your whole life just flashes before your eyes. Because she'll look you up and down just to see if she wants to say yes. And then here comes the answer. And if it's no, devastation. And if it's yes, relief.
And then you have the guys that it doesn't devastate. And it's those guys that you're talking about. They just move on to the next one.
I know. I've never been able to do that.
If they ask 50 girls, one of them will say yes. And that's the one they'll be like, cool, tonight's the night for this one.
Mm-hmm.
That's not in my game plan.
It's a numbers game, I've been told.
Once I get rejected once, I'm pretty much sulking in the corner until
next year.
And that's why I try to do, if I would do that, I'd do it a little bit early in the night to see if I can recover before the night is done.
But the word you use was sulking in the corner, right?
Sulking, yes. Okay. Right. What else did I say?
I don't know. I thought you decided to go a different direction entirely.
What motion was that?
That doesn't even make any sense.
Weird as like you were eating.
Well,
a
I guess women aren't giving me the time of day.
That's very strange.
Would you like to dance? No. Okay.
Okay.
Good Lord.
What the hell is going on?
Took the weirdest turn the whole night.
And how does that work? You just.
That would probably just be the easiest
thing. You're
in
the corner with the other guy that just got rejected.
But why do you have to be the one doing that? Why can't he be?
And you kind of get a look. You go,
well, all
okay.
Right. Shoulder shrug.
I'll go first.
I put up the signal, please, dear God. Gosh. I can't take that anymore. What a turn that took.
Maybe it'll be the guy that sent me those Valentine's Day cards.
We need to explore that at 10:50. Something. We need to explore that. Yeah. All right, it's 10:31. That was Gordon. My. It started with Bill Clinton and ended with that. Oh, there's no telling with Gordon. Oh, thank you, Gordon. We love you. We have Hot Dogs in Paradise at 10:50. But coming up next, the Mavs get a win at home with the new lineup here. Ticket.